All right, good morning, everybody. Once again, I want to welcome you guys to our West Point Church online service. Hope that the Word of God has been blessing you, helping you in your walk with the Lord. Here we are in the dog days of summer, now that we are in the month of August. And once again, you know, this is the fifth summer that we have done the School of Prophecy. I hope that it has been informative to you. I hope that the messages or the lessons have been blessing you and giving you some insight into the hour in which we are now living. And before we get into the Word today, I do want to go ahead and just, you know, make the announcement for you that if you haven't downloaded the lesson syllabus notes, you can go to the West Point Church website. You can click on the link there to online services, and you'll be able to access all of the syllabus notes right there. You can also go to the West Point Church Facebook page, and there also is capability there to download those notes. I would encourage you to do that. We're sharing a lot of information and giving you a lot of insight, you know, into the Word of God. And boy, the things that are going on today, I mean, so much is happening, and we are seeing Bible prophecy being fulfilled at a very exponential rate. I mean, things are happening so quickly. And man, we are there. And of course, we know with this global pandemic how that this has definitely helped to accelerate what's going on in the end times in which you and I are living. My friend, this is a time to be sold out to Jesus Christ, to be committed to the Lord. It's a time to be in the house of God. We don't want to be like some that are falling away from the faith. We talked about it. We taught on that subject last week. Many are falling away from the faith. They're falling out of the fellowship of the body of believers. It is the will of God for you to be in church. You are commanded to be in the house of God. The Word of God tells us that Jesus Christ loves the body. He loves his church, and he gave himself for it. So I want to be in the will of God. I want to be with the people of God. We're going to need one another in the days ahead. So I just want to encourage you, if you've been out of fellowship, get back in the fellowship. Even if it's not here at West Point Church, go somewhere where the Bible is being preached, where people believe the authority of the Word of God, and they are teaching the Scripture, because you're going to need the insight of God's people in the days ahead. Well, let me get started today. As always, we got a lot of ground to cover and a very small amount of time to do it in. So this is actually the third lesson on our School of Prophecy, Part 5, for this summer. So Lesson 3 is entitled, The System of the Beast. Now, I'm going to share some things with you today, and I think it is going to just open your eyes to realize where we are in the timeline of biblical prophecy. So I want to start with a reading in Revelation chapter 13. Beginning in verse 15 through verse 18, we read this. He's given us the vision of the Antichrist, the beast. The Bible says that there were two beasts that were ascending in the book of Revelation. We know them as the political figure who would be the Antichrist, and then we know them as the religious figure who would be the false prophet. So we find those two characters in the book of Revelation. And we'll kind of touch on basically the political figure today. But I want to read this verse to you, or these verses to you in Revelation 13. It says, he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. I want you to notice And pay particular attention to what we read next. He causes all. In other words, he makes them. It's mandatory. It's forced upon them. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Well, I don't have to tell you, there's been all kind of different ideas about the meaning of 666. And the Bible doesn't really give us clear, definitive answers into what that really means. But one thing I do know is that the number 6 represents the number of man. And I've always looked at this as being, you know, the system, and that's what we're talking about today, as being the system of the beast. And it is a threefold system, because it is a political system with the Antichrist. It is a religious system with the guy called the false prophet in the book of Revelation. And of course, it is a demonic system, because it is filled and empowered by the devil himself. So there you have, you know, the trinity of evil: the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the devil himself, who empowers them. I've always believed that this number kind of reflects that trinity of evil, 666. There's a lot of different ideas and different thoughts about the meaning of this number. We don't have time to get into all of that today, because we got a lot of ground to cover. But what I want to really zero in on, I want to talk about the system of the beast. Because, man, we see so much happening today that is bringing us toward the system of the beast. It so solidifies and verifies the authority of the Bible, which is the Word of God, written hundreds of years before. And today we see the potential and the reality of these long-stood prophecies finding their ultimate fulfillment in this day and hour in which you and I are living. So to talk about the system of the beast, first of all, it brings us to talk about where we are headed in society. We are headed toward a cashless society. So my question in the message today is this: how close is it? How close is it? I want to share some statistics with you today, some numbers, and just a lot of food for thought that might give us a little insight in answering this question. You know, we can't really pinpoint, you know, a day or a month or even a year, but we surely can pinpoint that it's getting close, and it's closer than it's ever been before. So first of all, on our syllabus outline, cashless society, how close is it? Let me share some things real quickly with you. First of all, 30% of America's transactions are now digital. We all know that we are living in a digital world, and this digital world has changed everything. It has changed the entire globe. It has surely changed America. It has brought incredible change, accelerated change. You know, cash registers are on the way to being phased out, and even now, iPads are being used for more and more transactions. How long will it be until cash registers are completely phased out? No one really knows. But 30% of America's transactions today are now digital, and they are increasing at an accelerated rate. All right, here's the second thing. Cashless society, how close is it? Number two, the economic system is changing so rapidly, as we are transitioning from cash to contactless cards, digital wallets are even now able to store everything that you need, thus eliminating a wallet. Now, we understand that in this pandemic that we have moved into a lot of touchless lifestyle. You know, not to have contact because of the fear now of the virus. We all understand of how COVID-19 has really changed our world. And those changes are continuing to take place even today as we speak. So this economic system is changing so rapidly. We see society transitioning from cash to contactless cards, debit cards, credit cards, digital wallets. A digital wallet is able to store everything you need. It can store all of your pertinent information. You would not have to have a driver's license. You would not have to have credit cards. You would not have to have anything of a personal nature. And you surely would not have to have cash, because the economic system is changing so rapidly because we are transitioning from cash to contactless methods. Number three, currently, right now, Apple Pay and Google Pay allow transactions to be made without touching a card to a terminal or even entering a PIN number. Man, we are seeing that happen. And when we talk about high tech, we know that they are going to be the leaders in this new industry, in this new economic system. So Apple Pay, Google Pay, you can make transactions without touching a card, without even having to put it into a terminal, and not even needing a PIN number, because we are moving towards a cashless society. Number four, smartphones utilize fingerprint. We know it's been doing that already for a while. Smartphones utilize fingerprint and facial recognition technology to now unlock their phones. It is forecast that by 2024, well, here we are already in the eighth month of 2021. And 2022 will be here. We're going to finish this year out. 2022 will be here before we know it. So this is real close. So it is forecast that by 2024, biometric facial recognition will be available on over 90% of all smartphones. That's by 2024. Things are moving so quickly now. And we see the acceleration. Cashless society. How close is it? Well, let me keep moving. Number five, Amazon. And I know this is scary stuff, man, because the technology is so incredibly advanced now. And it shows no stopping point. I mean, it continues to just expand and expand and expand and get bigger and bigger and bigger. So Amazon is now has biometric scanning. This is a process that allows you to do a transaction using only your hand. Well, again, going back to Revelation chapter 13, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no one could have any transactions unless they are in the system. My friends, it's amazing that we are living in exciting times like this, and we see the Bible being fulfilled on a daily basis right before our very eyes. Biometric scanning, amazing the technology. You can now pay by a hand scan that takes about 300 milliseconds. Did you get that? You can make a transaction. You can have a pay-by-hand transaction scan that takes about 300 milliseconds. Man, that is incredible technology. Cashless society, how close is it? All right, let me give you one more. Number six. In December of 2019, Amazon filed a patent for a scanner device used to obtain raw images of a user's palm. The scan depicts external characteristics such as lines and creases. It can also depict internal structures such as veins, bones, tissue, and other structures that are beneath the skin. Man, I know this is scary stuff. My friends, are you right with God? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do you know that you know that you know that should he call you home today, should it wrap up today, that you're ready to go? I believe that we must be ready in this hour and that we are living in. When I think of this patent filing here for this scanning device that goes beyond the skin and into the very structure, the internal structure, it makes me think of Daniel 12:4. I've already used this in lesson one, talking about knowledge, but I want to visit it again and give it to you. It's Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. He says, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Knowledge will increase. And we are seeing it increase at an astronomical rate. I mean, it's happening so fast, you can't even keep up with it. Well, let me move on. Here's the next thing. I want to talk about the system of the beast, because the system of the beast is global control. Now, I want to point out something to you in the Word of God. First of all, Revelation 13:8, it says, all who dwell on the earth shall worship him, talking about the Antichrist, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You better make sure that you know that you know that you know that your name has been written in the Lamb's book of life. Because if it is not, you will be susceptible to the system of the beast. Let me give you another verse. I want to draw your attention to something here and tie something together. Temptation in the wilderness, where Jesus was fasting for 40 days, and the devil tempts him, and he comes to him, and he is testing him. And we read this in Matthew 4:9 of the record of the temptation in the wilderness, where he said to him, the devil said to Jesus, all these things. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world. He showed him all the wealth of the world. Think about that. All the riches of the world. And he said, I will give this to you if you will fall down and worship me. See, it's very important that we make that connection, because the devil has always wanted to be worshiped. He wanted to ascend above the height of God. He wanted to be higher in position and authority than the creator of the universe and everything that in it is. I mean, how dumb is that? But yet Satan had that desire. So then we read this in Revelation 13:12. It says, he exercises all of the authority. Now, this is talking about the false prophet, the religious beast. This is what it says. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose fatal wound was healed. I mean, there's so much going on. I just don't have time to expound on all of this today, because, you know, there's so much that is recorded here, so much symbolism, so much end time stuff. But I want you to get the message. Is that the devil has always wanted domination. He's always wanted to control the world. He's always wanted to be worshipped. He's always wanted to have the highest position, even above God. And that is what he is executing in the last days prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. All right, so several things that I want to point out to you real quick. First of all, under the system of the beast is global control. Number one, mandatory worship of the Antichrist will be declared by law. My friends, don't we see that coming about? I mean, even now, as we see government expanding, even now, as we see things being mandated because of this virus, you know, I mean, we could see that we are moving in that direction. Mandatory worship of the Antichrist will be declared by law. People will be mesmerized to believe that the Antichrist will be a deity. They will believe he is a god or something even more than a god. And they will be mandated by law to worship him. Think about that. It's the system of the beast. It's global control. Here's the second thing. See, the worship of the Antichrist will gain momentum because he will be the most charismatic political problem solver that the world has ever seen. Now picture this. The world already is spiraling out of control. I mean, there is chaos in countries all around the world. We are seeing chaos in every sphere of society. And then all of a sudden, there's going to be this charismatic politician, political figure, who is going to have all the answers. He's going to command such an adoration and such an honor and respect towards him. People will fall in love with him. Think about that. And the Bible says they're going to worship him. The worship of the Antichrist, it will gain momentum because he will be the most charismatic political problem solver the world has ever seen. Let me keep moving forward. Number three, see, the mark of the beast will be a badge of loyalty that will be required by all people. It will be an honor in the global system of the beast. It will be an honor to be a part of a global community of peace and harmony. Then all the world will be as one. Sounds like a great thing, doesn't it? That all the world will be as one. You know, reminds me of John Lennon's song, The Beatles. Of course, he was the main guy with that song, but it brings us back to the era of The Beatles and that classic hit, Imagine. You know, imagine there's no heaven. Imagine there's no hell. Imagine all the people living together as one. Well, that is an imagination. And my friend, that imagination is tied into the system of the beast. Because all the world will become as one. It will be a badge of honor. And they will be part of a global community. And they are going to be excited about that. Let me move on. Number four. It is widely believed that the mark will be visible to readily identify those who are registered in the system and those who are not. Now, don't we see right now that there is a big uproar about those who are vaccinated and those who are not vaccinated? It really makes you wonder, being that the survival rate of this virus is between 97, I think it's 97.5% and 98.5% or 99%, whatever it is now. I mean, that's a very high survival rate. But, I mean, we see now there is this effort, this focus to identify those who are vaccinated and those who are not. I mean, we would have to have our head in the sand to not realize, man, that's bringing us somewhere. This is much more than about a sickness or a disease. This is much more than a virus. My friend, there are things that are going on today. So this mark, it is believed, will be visible. Number five, this global system will make the purchase and sales of goods much more effective and efficient. So, I mean, it's going to work, you know, and that's why people are going to jump on board, because it's going to be fast, it's going to be quick, and it's going to be easy. Well, let me move on to the next section, because here's another question. How will the masses be so receptive? How will they be so receptive to this system, to this global system. How will they be so receptive? Well, let me give you a few things here. Number one, because it will be protection against identity theft and fraud. And we all know that's a big issue today, identity theft. We all know there's a lot of hackers out there and there's a lot of fraud out there. So this will be protection against identity theft and fraud. We all know that cards and phones can be stolen, they can be hacked, but your vein patterns and your palm prints cannot. So think about it. So the masses will be receptive. Number two, it will simply be so convenient. You can pay for everything simply by passing your hand over a scanner, and just like that, you've got your goods and you're on your way. Number three, it will be a healthy transaction. Checks, bills, coins are always touched by many hands that can easily transmit germs and maybe, just maybe, potentially transmit a virus. So cash could soon be viewed as contaminated and then the argument added that it is antiquated. So the masses will readily accept it. Number four. How will the masses be so receptive? It will produce global economic unity, making the world come together in order to level the playing field economically is an easy sell. End world hunger, promote world unity, no more sovereign nations because now all the world is one. My friends, do we see the Bible being fulfilled on a daily basis before our very eyes? How will the masses be so receptive? Here's number five. Because the Antichrist will be a miracle worker. Revelation 13:13. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. The ultimate deception described here is unlike anything that the world has ever seen. The Antichrist will cast a hypnotizing spell upon the masses by the miracles that he will perform. I mean, it's stated right here in Revelation 13:13. He performs great signs and wonders so that he even makes fire come down from heaven in the sight of men. All the world, the Bible says, is going to marvel at the beast. They're going to marvel of how much of a genius he is, how smart he is, how savvy he is. He is the ultimate problem solver, and everybody loves him. But the only problem is he's going to lead people straight into the devil's hell. And that's why we must preach the gospel and stay strong for Jesus. Well, I always like to end these teachings with giving you some action steps. So I want to end this one today to give you two action steps for your victory. Two of them. First of all, number one, get out of spiritual slumber. If you are not on fire for God, shake yourself and get out of your apathy, get out of your complacency, and get on fire for Jesus Christ. Listen to what we read in Romans 13. He says, and do this, knowing the time. Do you know the time? He says that now it is high time. As a lot of people kind of misinterpret that. Yeah, it's high time. It's time to get high. And a lot of people are doing that. But that's not what he's talking about. He says it is high time to awake out of sleep, out of your slumber. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. There it is. Action step for victory. Get out of your spiritual slumber. Here's the second one. Only got two. Concluding thought right here. Keep your mind sound and your spirit engaged in prayer. 1 Peter 4:7. But the end and culmination of all things has now come near. Keep sound-minded and self-restrained and alert for the practice of prayer. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that we are living in such an hour as this. And Lord, we know that it seems a little scary, but we know that you have said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And Father, I pray right now, every person that might be hearing this message, I pray that they will get out of their spiritual slumber. If they don't know you, I pray they will be saved and they will make Jesus Christ Lord of their lives. If they are backslidden, I pray they will get right with you and they will sell out to Christ and live not for this world and not for the things of this world, but to live for eternity and for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's it, my friends. I hope we see you in the house of God Sunday mornings at West Point Church, 9 o'clock, 10:30 a.m. We've been having a time in the Lord. Come and join us. Get right with God. Let's finish our race on fire for Jesus. Blessings to you.